Okay, today will be somewhat of an introduction to the topic. Okay, we're moving over to Daf Pei Amud Beis, to the end of the Masechta, in the fourth perek, where we have a Mishnah, Lo Yisyachid Adam Im Shtei Nashim, Aval Isha Achas Misyachedes Im Shnei Anashim. And that the Mishnah assumes that we're aware that there is an Iser of Yichud, and the only question is the parameters. So the Gemara at first goes into the specific case of the Mishnah, my time, why distinguish between a man and a woman, etc. And the second line of the Gemara, Menohane Milay, where, you know, like the beginning of Brachos, that you begin with the world of of Mishenichtensu HaKohanim, and how do you know, B'chal, that we have a din of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? So over here, we have Menohane Milay, how do we know at all that there is this concept of Yichud? And the Gemara brings a drasha, an interesting drasha. Am Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishmael. You saw that in the various Mekoros, they had different individuals in whose name Rav Yochanan said the statement. Remez li Yichud min HaTorah menayin, sheneemar. It brings a pasuk from a left field, the pasuk dealing with the parasha of Mesut Umediach, ki yisitcha achicha ben imecha, v'chi ben aim Mesit ben av eino Mesit. In other words, why over here is it mentioned your brother from your mother? Elolomar lecha ben misyached im imo, v'asr lisyached im kol arayos shebetorah. We'll come back to this drasha a little later to understand exactly what it is, but clearly, it's not pshuto shel mikra. We're not, in other words, pashtin dekura b'mai ksiv. What's the pshat as to why we would be more likely to find a mesit from a brother from a mother as opposed to a brother from a father? Amar Abaye, lo mi bo'i ko amar, lo mi bo'i ben av de sonile va ayitz le etzos ros, el afilu ben aim de lo sonile aimat sayisele. Namely that when you have a brother from a father, you may not trust him because he may be simply giving you bad advice to get you out of the picture so that he can have the entire Yerusha. But a brother from a mother, where there's no inyan of Yerusha, so there blood is thicker than water, there you would think that he would only give you good advice. Kamash Balan, that even if such a brother gives you advice to be Oved Avodah Zarah, don't listen to him. Okay, that's what we have over here in our sugya, and as you see in the page I gave out to you, we have two more sugyot in Shas that deal with the source of Yichud. One is Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Kaf Aleph, moving from Amud Aleph to Amud Beis, Vatikach Tamar Efer Al Rosha, that after the Maaseh of Amnon and Tamar, that Tamar publicly mourned, the Vatikra Haktona Sapasim Asher Vesakosh Basir Aleha Kara Tana Mishmeid Rav Yeshua Ben Karcha Geder Gadol Gidra Tamar Ba'osa Sha'a, that Tamar rose above herself, even though she wanted very much just to have her own privacy, but she on purpose publicized the act that was done to teach us that no one is safe. Amru Livnos Malachim Kach Livnos Hediotos Arachas Kama V'Kama. In other words, that here, you know, you would think that I'm royalty, that I would not have to worry about being raped. V'im litznuos kach lepruzos alachas kama v'kama. Namely, that she publicized that this is something that women have to be aware of. They have to worry about. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. And so, at that time, her father David decided to get into the picture. Ba'osasha gazru al hayichud. V'al ha'pnuya. So Gemara asked, just a minute, what's going on? Yichud, what does Dorach HaMelech have to make a drasha? Doraisahi, we saw the drasha in our sugya. Damar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Yerot Tzadok, etc. Ela, so the Gemara says, Ela ema gazru al yichud pnuya. That even though the top tier is the world of Arayos, and a pnuya is not in the world of Arayos, so in terms of the top tier, there is no Iser of Yichud on the Pnuya. When Amnon closed the door, there was no Iser at that time. David HaMelech created an Iser, Midrabanan, of Yichud Pnuya. And then the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Chamed Vavim and Beis, I didn't quote the entire Gemara because of space limitations, but the Gemara over there is dealing with the time of Talmidei Beis Shammai and Talmidei Beis Hillel. They were Gozer Yud Chet Gezerot, 18 Gezerot, and some of those Gezerot were meant to separate us from the Goyim, and one of them was a Gzera of Benoseihem. And the Gemara asks, what was Nigzar in terms of not having relations, not marrying a Goya, that's Doraisa. In terms of not having intimate relations with a Goya, that's already from the time of Beis Chashmonai. So what over here was added in the time of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? So they added Yichud. So they asked just a minute, Yichud, we saw Yichud Bas Yisrael Doraisahu, and quoting our Gemara. So they said, no, that there were three levels. Yichud Doraisa, the Eishes Ish, on the level of Arayos, there you have Doraisa. Asa David Gozar Afilu Ayichud Pnuya. Asu Tamidei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Gozar Afilu Ayichud Ovedes Kochavim. That they made an Iser Midrabanan to be in a secluded area with a Shiksa, with a non-Jewish woman. Why did they have to wait until the time of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? So the Mefarshim explain that previous generations of Chazal viewed this as such a situation of lo shchicha, that there was no need to make a gzera. We don't make gzeros on situations that are very, very uncommon. Kamash Maron, in the time of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, already it became not uncommon. And they made a gzera against Yichud of a Goya. Okay, that's what we have within the sugya. So what is clear is that the latter two levels, namely Pnuya and Ovedes Kochavim, those are drabanan, that we have the names of the Bate Dinim that established the Xeros. The Beis Din of David established the Isra of Yichud with the Pnuya, and the Beis Din of Tamidei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel established the Isra of Yichud with a Goya. The question is exactly how do we view the first stage? That it's clear in the sugyos in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah that the first stage was viewed as Da'araisa. That's the language of the Gemara. Yichud Da'araisahu, Yichud Da'araisahu. That we have a Da'araisa. On the other hand, the language of our Gemara is very unclear because it uses the phrase Remez li Yichud Minatara min Ayin. Remez would seem to imply that something over here is not straightforward. And so Be'emet, we find a very, very clear machlokes rishonim in this area. The Rif and the Ran in the back of our Gemara quote the Gemaras in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah without flinching an eyelid, namely that Kanere, we're dealing with a din d'oraisa. Similarly, and I'm sorry, I forgot to put it on the Mar Makomo sheet, but if you looked at Tosos in Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, he takes for granted that the din of Yichud with Arayos is a d'oraisa. He quotes the Lashon of the Gemara, Avodah Zarah, and Sanhedrin. However, when we move over to the world of the Rambam, here things get a little more complicated. So, because we have two Rambams. We have one Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and another Rambam in Hilchos Yisrubiyah. So let's look at these two Rambams together, okay? That we have in the middle of the page in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam introduces his Sefer HaMitzvos, we know, with Shorashim, with principles, and Shoresh Gimel, the third principle by which you choose what commandments are considered to be part of Tariag Mitzvos, HaShoresh HaShlishi Ein Roi Limnot Mitzvot She'ein Nohagot LeDorot. That a mitzvah has to be something which is not for a generation, it has to be for all times. V'da Ki Amram Tariag Mitzvot Nemru LaMoshe MiSinai More Al Hayot HaMispar HaZeh Mispar HaMitzvot HaNohagos LeDorot. That this is an axiom. We're not going to count those mitzvahs that deal with only building of the Mishkan, that are limited to the Midbar, mitzvahs that deal with man, mitzvahs that deal with one-time situations. Mikdash, that already is Gedoros, that we have an emuna, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and there'll be all sorts of mitzvahs. So any mitzvah relating Gedoros is counted, a mitzvah not Gedoros is not counted. So within his discussion, the Rambam viewed the Baal Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag, as his foil, that the Baal Halachos Gedolos wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Rambam felt that the Baal Halachos Gedolos was not true to his principles. So he says, Ukvar ta'a gam kein zulasenu, just calls him the anonymous counter of mitzvos, b'shoresh hazeh, umana, and he counted mitzvos that are temporary mitzvos, but avur, the Rambam says, why would the Bahag do that? Sheheitzer lo hayecholet, namely that he had to get up to 613, and he couldn't find 613 mitzvos that were ledoros, so he added in some mitzvos that were temporary. And one of the examples that he gives is that v'lo yavo'u lir'os kivala es hakodesh, that we have a iser on the Leviim to watch, look at the kelim when the Kohanim are putting them into their covers, that every kli had a cover, a big desrad, that would cover the aron and the menorah, etc. And the Leviim were told to only get into the picture after the kelim are covered with their covers, not to watch as they are being put into their covers. And that the Baha counted as a mitzvah. And similarly, mana lo ya'avo'od, the Leviim, that the Leviim should, in other words, retire at the age of 30, because it's too hard for them to carry beyond that age. That's meaningful in the time of the... I'm sorry, that the Leviim should retire at the age of 50, because it's hard for them to carry after the age of 50. That's meaningful when the Leviim's avoda was carrying, but in the Beis HaMikdash, to open doors or to sing, the Chor 50 is an irrelevant number, and yet it was counted by the Bahag. The Elu gam kein ena nohan gon ludoros ki imba midbar. So, the Rambam, however, was aware, there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, and daf pei aleph amid beis, remez legonim gonev etakasva lo yavo'u lirot, that there is an iser to steal hekdesh, gonev etakasva, to steal a kli of hekdesh. And the Gemara says that this iser is hinted at in the pasuk of lo yavo'u lirot, Kivala es hakodesh. So you see that the din of lo yavo lirot kivala et hakodesh is sort of transformed into something that would be ledoros, that an iser of stealing hekdesh would apply in any generation. That the word kivala es hakodesh is sort of reinterpreted as swallowing the kodesh, stealing the kodesh. That there's an iser to allow Kodesh to be stolen. And so, L'chora, the Bahag is correct, this is a mitzvah l'doros. So the Rambam says, V'yesh dei sipuk ba'omram remez, v'shemi pashte dekra enokein. The Rambam simply pushes it off. The moment the Gemara in Sanhedrin uses the phrase remez, that's not a doraisa. That's enough. That word remez, sipuk, that's already enough to tell you that pashte dekra enokein, that's not a mitzvah midoraisa. It's only an asmachta, it's only something midrabanan. In other words, you're not allowed to steal. Midaraisa, stealing hekdesh, so we have an additional iser, drabanan. How do I know it's drabanan? Because it says remez. So the Ramban, who throughout the Sharashim felt that he had to defend the Bahag, so in this instance as well, and he says, umasha dikdek, that the fact that the Rambam was bedaik in the language of the Gemara, ki dailo ba'omram remez, and therefore, the Rambam holds that implies kasavra shehu asmachta ba'alma hine amru derachmana amar v'loyavo liros kevalas hakodesh. And that's why the Rambam rejected this as being a mitzvah ledoros. Aval, says the Ramban, kvar ne'amar b'lashon zeh remez v'mekomos shehemen ha-Torah. If the Rambam's diuk is incorrect, that we find in the Gemara that the phrase remez really is dealing with dinim that have a status of Doraisa. For example, we have a Gemara in Makos. Amru remez le'ed mzomimim shalokin min ha-Torah minayim. Now, we know that Eid Zomim gets Malkos, in other words, that if it's possible to give the punishment that the Eid wanted to give Kasher Zomam, then we give him that punishment, the tit for the tat, the midah keneged midah. If it's not possible, like in the world of Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, when the Eid Zomim wants to passel a Kohen, and what are we going to do with the Eid Zomim? So we give him Malkos. That's a Din Doraisa, and yet the Gemara uses the language Remez Leidim Zomim. Vahu Medrash Gamor. Vedino Doraisa. Kedi Yalfina Perakama the Malkos. The Malkos that are given to the Eid Zomim are 39 Malkos. That's Malkos Doraisa. That's not Malkos Mardus. And similarly, the Gomar Ba'avodazara, what does the Rambam bring in? Yichud de Bas Yisrael Doraisahu. Amar Rav Yochanan Remez Li Yichud Menatara Menayim, etc. So we see Amri Doraisa Yichud Eshesish. And then David added Gzeira. So the Ramban is bringing Yichud as an example of where the word Remez means Doraisa. But the Rambam was assuming the word Remez means Drabanam. So if all we had was a Sefer HaMitzvos, we would say that we have a very, very basic machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Is Yichud Da'oraisa, that's the Shita of the Ramban, or since he uses the word Remez, according to the Rambam, that means it's Drabanan. That's his working assumption. Sipuk Ba'amram Remez, Mipashte Dekra, ain't okay. Okay, so that is what appears from within the Sefer HaMitzvos. But we're all aware that the Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos when he was relatively young. And then when it came to the Mishnah Torah, when it came to writing down Halacha Lemaisa, the Rambam many times changed his opinion in the Mishnah Torah. So here we have a Machlokes Achronim as to how to read the Rambam. In the Mishnah Torah, that the Rambam has three halachos. So let's read together the three halachos. And I want you to point out to me what phrases in the Rambam would seem to imply that we're dealing with a din d'oraisa, and what phrases would seem to imply that we're dealing with a din d'rabanan. Or if you'd rather, what is, sometimes you could also be mudayik from what's missing in the Rambam, not only what the Rambam says, but also what he doesn't say. Okay? So let's look at the Rambam together. The Rambam points out, Osir lehisyached, this is Perakot Beis, Hilchos Yisurei B'Yalcha Aleph, Osir lehisyached im erva min ha'arayos, bein zekena, bein yalda, Halacha Aleph deals with the first level that we're speaking about. Even Halacha Gimel, we'll see, he deals with Kishira Maisa Amnon v'Tamar, and then we deal with the Beis Din of Shammai and Hillel. That's an Halacha Gimel. Halacha Aleph is still dealing with the original layer. And what is that layer? Osir l'siyached shedavar ze goreim legalos erva. What does that phrase imply? It implies that it's a drabanan. In other words, Ram is giving time of dekra. He's giving hesberim for mitzvos. And we find that what's missing is the Rambam doesn't say that we have over here a chiyuv d'oraisa. He doesn't count it in a minyan hamitzvos, but either in Sefer HaMitzvos or in the Yad HaChazaka. It appears to be that we have an Isur Shadava Zegori Megalos Erva. Chutz min ha'em ubenava avalbita. We have certain exceptions. Okay, moving over to Halacha Beis. Lo nechshedu Yisrael amishkav zachar o al habehema, and therefore ein Yisrael siyached imahem. However, a person himself, we'll deal with this when we see the sugyos, would stay away from that. That would be mishubach. Ugedolei chachamim archikim habehema kadesh li yisachdu ima. Then the Rambam concludes this stage of the Yisrael by saying the Yisrael yichud ha'arayos mipi ha'kabbalah. What would this phrase, mipi ha'kabbalah, what could that phrase imply? When we say divrei Torah migit mi divrei kabbalah lo yalfinon. It would mean, right, Nevi'im, namely that it's an early gzeira, right, which would fit in, that this is pre-David HaMelech. You're dealing with a gzeira that sometime between the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and the time of David HaMelech, sometime in those 400, 500 years, someone made this gzeira. Maybe it was Yiftach, Maybe it was Boaz. Maybe it was Shaul. Maybe it was Moshe Rabbeinu himself. But Mipi HaKabbalah, we're dealing with something which is classically not a Doraisa, but it's possible to say that Mipi HaKabbalah could mean Halacha Moshe Misinai, right? That it's a tradition, and that would bring it back into the level of a Doraisa. So Mipi HaKabbalah is a phrase which has a certain degree of wiggle room, but it seems to imply that we're dealing with a Drabanan. And then the Rambam in Halacha Gimel gives us the latter two stages. Kishiira Maase Amnon v'Tamar Gozar David u'Beistino Ayichud Penuya Afal Pisha Eina Erva B'Cholzot B'Chal Iser Yichud Arayusi. In other words, it's included. We now have a second tier. V'Shamai v'Hilel Gozar Ayichud Kutit Nimtza. Now the Rambam summarizes Kol Hamityached Im Isha. Sha'asarlis yached ima, ben Yisraelis, bishi in erva or a pnuya, ben kusis, makin eshnehem makas mardus ha'ish v'ha'isha. That when someone transgresses this iser of yichud, the punishment is going to be makas mardus. What does that imply? Makas mardus. Again, when we're dealing with Malkos, like by Einu Zomimim, right, 39, that's Doraisa. Makas Mardus, that's a phrase of an Iser Drabanan. And so if you look on the bottom of the page in the Bir Hagra, we'll see that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the language of the Rambam, Makas Mardus. So the Bir Hagra says, Kamoshe Kosav HaRambam Sham, the Iser Yichud HaRayos Mipi HaKabbalah, Ritzon Olomar Asmachtahi. Namely, that Makas Mardus would seem to imply that we're dealing with an Iser Drabanan, and then the phrase Mipi HaKabbalah would also imply Drabanan, that Mipi HaKabbalah would mean that whatever hints we may have in the Torah are purely on the level of Remes, and that it would come out to a certain degree that the Machlokas between the Rambam on one hand, and on the other hand, the Rif and the Ran and Tosfos, and the Ramban, most Rishonim, is sort of which sugya to take most seriously. Do we take the sugya of Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah, which uses the phrase Deoraisa? Is that our makar? And we're going to interpret the word remez in our sugya to align with those sugyos. We're going to say that in our sugya, remez must be a Deoraisa, because look, that's the way it's defined in Avodah Zarah. That's the way it's defined in Sanhedrin. Or do we start on the other end? Our sugya is the main sugya. Our sugya says remez. As Rabban points out, the word remez is not pshuto shel mikra. Remez is not a da'oraisa. Remez is simply an asmachta. And then we have to reinterpret that when those sugyas speak about da'oraisa, they mean a very, very, very old a very, very powerful drabanan, something, a drabanan which is like from Beis Dino, Shel, Yoshua ben Nun. You know, it's a drabanan which was established very, very early in the level of Xeros drabanan. It's a sort of a core drabanan, and that Gemara calls Doraisa. If you look at the Meiri, I didn't give you the Meiri to prepare, but generally, if you want to understand the Shita of the Rambam, we know that the Meiri followed in the footsteps of the Rambam. Amar HaMeiri, Lo Yisyached, Ritzom HaLomar, Aser Hu L'Yisyached in Ma'erva, Mipneshe Davar Mafteach Umavo. It's a key and an alleyway to the Gilei Arayot, what we would call a slippery slope, Mafteach Umavol Gilei Arayot. I mean, this is a rephrasing of what words in the Rambam? Davar Zeh Gorim L'Galos Erva. So the Miri puts it in his own language. Davar Zeh Mafteach Umavol Gilei Arayot. Va'af al pi she'ein yichud b'chal minyan ha-mitzvos, mikol makom iser Torah hu karui. Right? Now, he says that the Gemara relates to it. It's called an Iser Torah, derech shehevi, kamo shehevi, derech asmachta, because we have a hint in the Psukim. Dechsiv Beni Mecha Kedisa Begemara, Vachem Masechas Avodah Zarah Hikshu Yichud Arayos Doraisahi, Ritzono Lomar, Hu Iser Torah Miderech Remez Vasmachta. Namely, that the Meiri reinterprets the Gemaras in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah that they'll fit in with the Gemara of Remez. Okay, so basically, when we have over here three Gemaras, the question is, which of these Gemaras is the Bechor? Who has the Zchut of the Bechorah? So most Rishonim understood two against one. You have a Sugi in Sanhedrin, a Sugi in Avodah Zarah that use the phrase Da'oraisa. So we'll say that the word Remez means a drash mi Da'oraisa. However, the Rambam starts off, no, we have the Sugi in Kedushin. This is the main Sugya. This is where the Gemara, we have two blot dealing with Dine Yichud. And over here it says Remez. And so, as the Miri points out, we'll reinterpret the word Da'oraisa to mean a very ancient Drabanan. An ancient Drabanan that has a hint in the Torah. An ancient Drabanan which is an Asmachta. Okay? So that's the way that most Achronim tend to learn the Rambam, that the Rambam is consistent between the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Yad HaChazaka, that Yichud, even on the level of Arayos, is Drabanan. But not all Achronim interpret that way. I sent you, I didn't print it out, to a Mishnah Lemelech in Hilchos Sota, where the Mishnah Lemelech says, according to the Rambam, Yichud Arayos min HaTorah. Mipi HaKabbalah means min HaTorah. It's not counted in the Minyan HaMitzvos. It's Makas Mardus. So let's look at the Gra at the very, very end of the Gra. Va'af la'asorim de divrei Torah hi, mikol makom eno ela aseh. Eino el aseh means that this is a lav haba michlal aseh. That if you learn that the drasha ki yisitcha achicha is a drasha gemura, then we are being medayek from the Torah that since X is permitted, kanereh that Y is forbidden. That's a lav haba michlal aseh. A lav michlal haba aseh. There's also no malkos, and so you could learn the Rambam that really it's a da'oraisa. It's a Doraisa without Malkos. Not every Doraisa is counted in Minyan HaMitzvos. It would be a Doraisa that would sort of be subsumed under the general world of Gilui Arayos. Because for technical reasons, there would be no Malkos, and for technical reasons, it wouldn't be counted separately. Okay, so that remains, what the Rambam Shita is, remains a Machlokes Achronim, but I think that since we do have the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and we do have the Meiri, who had a tradition as to what the Rambam's halachos were, and he goes and always goes in the footsteps of the Rambam, I think that it would be meaningful for us to assume that this is a machokas rishonim. Not everyone agrees it's daraisa. Most rishonim hold it's daraisa. The Rambam holds it's drabanan. If we look in the tour in Siman Kaf Beis, the tour says black and white that Yichud is Doraisa. The tour is going in the footsteps of the Balei HaTosfos. We saw Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel says that Yichud on the level of Arayos is Doraisa. That's the direction of the tour. The Beis Yosef on the tour points out that the Rambam disagrees, right? That the Rambam holds its drabanan. And so when the Beis Yosef wrote his Shulchan Aruch, rather than quote the language of the Tur, the Beis Yosef builds his Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezra, Siman Kaf Beis, off the Rambam. Simply quotes the Rambam verbatim. Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, Makas Mardus, that this Bir Hagra, Makas Mardus, is in the Shulchan Aruch, not on the Rambam. And points out that Pashtus is that we're quoting the language of the Rambam, and the Rambam is Mipia Kabbalah, Ritzono Lomar, Asmachta. However, the Gro was aware that there are many Rishonim who hold that Yichud is the Oraisa, and it could be that they would agree that there's no more than Makas Mardus, because Mikom Makom, Eino Ela Ase. Okay, so this then is what we have within the sugya, yes?
The Rambam's formulation of the Makas Mardus, for a second it sounds like he's just talking about the Gezeros, the Pnuya and the Kusis. He says that's also including in the Ish.
I think so. He says, "Kol ha-misyached im isha she'asar l'siyached ima." Kol ha-misyached.
The line before was talking about the gezeiros.
The line before mentioned when the Maisa came of Amnon v'Tamar, David added in Yichud Apnuya, afal pi shena erva b'chal Yichud Arayosi. Namely, the Rambam has not left that first tier. He simply says that David added a second tier to the first tier, Shammai and Hillel added a third tier, and then Nimtza Kol HaMesiached, it would appear to be going back on all three. Nimtza Kol HaMesiached. Doesn't say Nimtza HaMesiached im HaPnuya o HaKusis. Ela Bein Yisraelis, and in Yisraelis we have two tiers. Bein Akusis. In any case, the Gra understood it as dealing with the broader sense of all of them. Okay, what's left in terms of this introduction is simply to try and understand what is this premise? What's this drasha? We have a parasha of Meisit to Mediach, right? That if someone, be they a relative, be they a close friend, tries to seduce you into being Oved Avodah Zarah, don't listen to them. And that Meisit, that individual who tried to mislead you, he's going to be punished. Okay, what does that have to do with Yichud? So this question was raised by the Mefarshim. We find it in the Kitzur, if you have the in front of you, the page that I put out. So the third makar is the Torah Tmima. So over there, you know, the Torah Tmima quotes our sugya in his list of Torah Shebaal Peh on Torah Shebichsav. Then he has a footnote: Eino mavur klal ma makom kan l'remez ze. My shaychus hasata l'misha mutar o aser l'hisyached. Right, the din of meisit to mediach. That's yoredeya. That's Hilchos Avodah Zarah. We're here in Evan HaEzer. We're dealing over here with the world of interpersonal relationships. Well, what does one have to do with the other? So the question is asked much more powerfully by Pnei Yehoshua. Pnei Yehoshua points out on the second line, L'cha'ora, Kol HaRoa, anyone who looks at this Gemara, Yishtomem Al Zeh HaMa'amar, Ukamo Zar Nechshav Inyan Zeh, Haremez midrasha de ben imecha linyan yichud ben im imo. It appears to be weird. Vezeli kamo shloshim shana shitbonanti baze. The Pnei Yehoshua was chazering shas for 30 years. Ve'anisi ve'amarti da da da. In other words, for 30 years he was trying to figure it out until he came up with his conclusion, which is very, very similar to the conclusion of the Torah Tmima, and it appears to be a Beferisha Yerushalmi that the Pnei Yehoshua quotes. What all of them point out is that you always have to be very, very careful when a Gemara quotes part of a Pasuk. The Gemara quoted from this Pasuk 5 words. Ki yisitcha achicha ben imecha. And then it says, in other words, why mention ben imecha and not ben Avicha, kaneret the yichud is also that yichud with your mother is mutter. You know, like it appears to be apples and oranges, but a pasuk doesn't have 5 words. This pasuk I quoted for you. Those who have an Oz v'Hadar Gemara, so you have it on the page. Otherwise, I quote it for you. It's a long pasuk. Ki yisitcha achicha ben imecha. Those are the 5 words quoted in our Gemara. But the pasuk continues. O bincha, o bitecha, o eshes chekecha, o reyacha akcher kenafshecha, baseter lemor, nelcha na'avdo Elohim achirim asher lo yadata atav avosecha. That here we have an entire story, and according to the both the Torah Tmima and the Pnei Yehoshua, the ikar of this story is one word in this pasuk. Which word in this pasuk is the key to understanding our Gemara?
Sitcha.
Sitcha. Beseter,
sorry.
Beseter. Excellent. The word mamish smack in the middle of the pasuk, which is, without making punning, hidden in the middle of the pasuk, right? Baseter. that the whole concept over here of the Mesit is he's trying to do this Baseter. He's trying to do this without anyone around in this religious society being aware of what he is doing. And so what the Torah does is give us a whole list of hechetimtzos, of where you would find someone who would be able to do this Baseter. So it could be, working in reverse order, it could be Reyacha Asher Kenafshecha. When you have a very, very good friend, so then this very good friend will take you into his house, close the doors, close the windows, say, I have something to tell you in privacy. Or it could be Eshet Chekecha. Or it could be your wife. And so in your bedroom, your wife, when the two of you are alone, will whisper into your ear that I love you, and you should just know that I also love Avodah Zarah, and I think you should also love Avodah Zarah, Or, Bincha Obitecha, a son or a daughter who is asked to have a private conversation with their father, right? So these are all situations where you would tend to find a private conversation. You would have a private conversation with your best friend, Reyacha Kashan Avshecha, a private conversation with your wife, a private conversation with your son or daughter. These are opportunities having private conversations. And then it mentions also within this list, Achicha ben Imecha. Achicha ben Imecha. And the question is, what over here is unique about this situation? So both the Torah Tmima and the Pnei Yoshua say that a mother attends to have a certain private part of the house called Kvuda Bat Melech Pnima. And see, she can bring you into her private room. And so she brings you in, and she brings your brother in. So you and your brother both are aware that there is this private room. And therefore, Achicha ben Imecha, who together with you has been brought into this private room, he will say, come to mom's room, and there, you know, I have something very important to tell you. Right? As opposed to Achicha ben Avicha, ma pitom, that there should be any private room between the two of them. Lehefech, generally, there's a certain tension, what we call a sibling rivalry, between brothers who come from the same father. So that is not considered to be a situation of Seter, as opposed to Achicha ben Imecha. But then, what the Pnei Yoshua does, which takes up to this point, the Torah Tmima and Pnei Yoshua are in cahoots. In cahoots means they didn't see one another. They lived in different generations, but they say almost the same thing without having seen one another. But what the Pnei Yoshua adds in is that there is a very, very important relative who is left out of this picture. Who is that? Who's left out of this entire pasuk? We have your brother, we have your son, we have your daughter, we have your wife, and we have your best friend. Who's left out?
Brother and sister.
Your sister. Your sister is left out, right? Your brother is in the pasuk, the brother that you would tend to be friendly with and that you would have this hiding room with, your sister is left out. What would that imply? If your sister is left out, and this pasuk gives us a list of places of individuals with whom there is a heter of seter, what would that imply? That's the iser of yichud. Namely, that we see from this pasuk that within the world of arayos, there are certain arayos that are exceptional that you are allowed to be together with, like in your mother. But that would seem to imply that other arayos you're not allowed to be with, and that's why they're not mentioned in the pasuk. Your sister is not mentioned, and your aunt isn't mentioned. In other words, those arayos that would be aser. That lechora is the Yerushalmi. Look at the Yerushalmi. How the Yerushalmi brings this drasha of Rav Yochanan. First, it points out that the Rav Yochanan's teacher was not as an Aror Gemara Rav Yishmael or Rav Yehotzadok, as quoted in the Gemara in Rav Shimon Yehotzadok, quoted in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah. But rather, who was it? Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Rashbi. Okay? So Lag Bomer mood. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Beremez the Yichud Imcha Beremez, Yichud Imcha Beseter. That you're allowed to be with your mother. There's no Easter of Yichud with your mother. Bincha Beseter. That there's no Easter of a mother with a son. Bitcha Beseter. There's no Easter of a father with his daughter. Misyached Adam im imo, vidar ima. Im bito, vidar ima. However, im achoso, ein dar ima. Hare lehedya could be rashtis. In other words, so the Bnei Yehoshua says, QED. This exactly is what the Yerushalmi is distinguishing between a sister and those mentioned in the Pasuk. Namely, the Pasuk mentions those situations of Yichud that are mutter. That implies that all other forms of Yichud are aser. Since the Pasuk is a Doraisa, so these are areas where Yichud is mutter Doraisa, and all other areas are areas where Yichud is aser Doraisa. According to the Rambam, it's an Asmachta. But Ech Shelo Yeh, we now can understand what this Pasuk by Mesid has to do with the world of Yichud. That we're dealing with situations of Seter, and the Torah is only going to list those situations of Seter that are permitted. The Torah is not going to give a situation of Seter that is forbidden. And therefore, Ben Imecha is a situation of Seter which is permitted. Bincha Bitcha, that's Yichud, which is permitted. Eshet Chekecha is permitted. Riacha Sherkanaf Shecha is permitted. What is not permitted? Anything not in the Pasuk. Basically, Achoto and beyond, the entire world of Arayos, Ish, etc.
Riacha is permitted. So what does that mean?
What?
When we say Riacha is permitted in the Pasuk.
So we saw that we're not Choshesh on Mishkav Zachar. It was that a man and a man are allowed to be Mityached. There's no Isra of Yichud of a man and a man. Riacha Sherkanaf Shecha. However, there would be an Easter of Yichud with an Eishes Ish. There would be an Easter of Yichud with an aunt. There would be an Easter of Yichud with a sister. That's what's implied by the Pasuk. All those relatives that are not mentioned, we would have, that would be the world of incest. That's the world of Arayos. And not only is there an Easter of Bia, and not only is there an Easter of Chibuk and Nishuk, etc., but we have also an Easter of Yichud. Okay, so again, whether we're going to learn this as a Doraisa, whether we're going to learn this as an Asmachta, but at least the Torah Tmima and the Bnei Yehoshua give us an insight into the mindset of Chazal, how they saw in this Pasuk, Remez Liyichud Min HaTorah. Okay? Okay, just want to mention one other Shita, that we're going to use later on to disagree with, and that is the Shita of the Smag. If you look in Encyclopedia Talmud, it's under Yichud, you will find about 40 pages. It's a very, very long erech. So within there, he quotes the Smag, who learns that Yichud is a Do'oraisa, working off not of this pasuk of ki yisitcha achicha, but working off of losikrivula galos erva, that we have a pasuk which we're aware of is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Is this a doraisa or an asmachta in terms of chibuk nishuk? In other words, those intimate actions that one would have with arayos that are not bia, that are less than bia. According to the Rambam, that's also doraisa. Like Gzeira Doraisa, L'sikru V'legal Seir, according to the Ramban, it appears to be a drabana, or perhaps a Doraisa without Malkos. There are two deos over there in the Ramban. So the Smag wants to subsume Yichud under L'sikru V'legal Seir. In other words, that L'sikru V'legal Seir is a slippery slope. If you begin kissing, hugging, etc., then you'll slowly move until finding yourself in an intimate situation. So the smag says, that's a din of Yichud. It's a parallel slippery slope. It's a concept of sikruvu legalos erva. What we're going to see is that that's a very questionable approach as to whether these two realms of sikruvu legalos erva and Yichud have the same criteria. There are also, we're going to see, there's a list of heterim in the world of Yichud. Question is whether those heterim would apply in the world of Zlisikru L'Galus Erva. You know, it's Bala Imo, Ishto Ba'ishto Imo, Bala Ba'ir, etc. So we'll talk about that, yes?
If you say that the smug, then the Rambam in Aleph could be the Raisa when he says Zegorim.
100%. Correct, correct. You know, just as we have Xera Doraisa by Losikravu, yeah. Right, except that the Rambam clearly isn't, I shouldn't say clearly, nothing is clear in the Rambam. We don't know, really. Maybe he's also working off of that world. It could be that the Rambam also holds, like the Spak says, a black and white. The Rambam doesn't bring, the Rambam has a different perek where he talks about Losikravu L'Galus Erva. This is perek of Beis, that's perek of Gimel. Sort of hard to say that we subsume Perek Kaf Beis under Perek Kaf Gimel. Had it been the opposite way, maybe. But certainly not the Shita of the Rambam, L'chora. But there is such a possibility. And the question is to how would one distinguish between these two realms? Okay, so I want to talk about... Okay, so this is just sort of an overview. What I want to talk about next time is some of these exceptions that we find to the world of Yichud. So within the Pasuk, we find that your wife is not included in the world of Yichud. But we know that a wife, half of her married life is Anida. And Anida, Lechora, is in the world of Arayos. So would there be an Easter of Yichud with one's wife when she is Anida, when she is not Anida? So we'll discuss that. I gave you already some of the Marmakamas for that. And then... When David HaMelech was Gozer on Pnuyos, at that time, a Pnuyah would go to the mikveh. But what about nowadays, where you have a Pnuyah doesn't go to a mikveh? Namely, every Pnuyah is also a Nida. So does that change her category from a Drabanan to a Doraisa? That we'll talk about, that Rav Moshe speaks about. And then the world of that we've taken for granted that between a mother and a son, there is no din of Yichud. That's certainly the background of the drasha of Yisitcha Achicha Ben Imecha. But does everyone agree with that? That there is no din of Yichud between a mother and a son, or a father and a daughter? So we'll see that there's a sugya which that appears to be a machlokes amaroim, maybe even machlokes tanoim. And then the question arises of adopted children. Is there any difference between an adopted child and a natural child in terms of din of Yichud? And finally, the din of Achoso, finally meaning for the next time. The din of Achoso in terms of a sister that we saw within the Yerushalmi, the language that Yichud is permitted, but Dira is Aser. Namely, a short Yichud is permitted and a long-term Yichud is forbidden. Where exactly do we draw the line between short-term and long-term? And what is the reason why we would distinguish between an achot and all other areas of Yichud? Okay, so that is what I'd like to talk about next time. A week, that's on Sunday, Mirtz Hashem, a week from now, then to go back to ours to the sugya. The sugya deals with one, two, etc., and go straight in the sugya. But first, you know, simply working off of the drasha, particularly according to Pnei Yoshua, that we have all of these exceptions, to look at the exceptions as to whether they are really exceptions according to everyone and to what degree they're exceptions. Beseder? So I'll give you a page of our Makamos. Beseder. But in the meantime, did you have a chance to prepare for today?
Not so much.
Alan, Jason, I'm sorry, were you able to?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so you have what to do until I give you a page of our Makamos. Beseder. Okay, so if there are any questions, I'll be around. And welcome back, and thank you for recording this year, so I know that you... Probably about eight. Is that okay?
Yeah. My first portion was then?